Good morning. 7:59 a.m. on Saturday, the 3rd of December. I'm debating whether or not to put the phone back into my pocket because it is cold. It is very cold. Official temperature is 10 degrees, so temperature outside my back door was 18. It's probably somewhere in the middle because the house is warmer than 10 degrees, so it has a tendency to cloud the outside. Trouble with my gloves here. And being without gloves is not an option this morning. It's another frozen beard morning. But I knew if I didn't get out right now, cold as it is, frosting as everything is covered with frost this morning. If I hadn't gone now, I wouldn't get out with the day, so. So I don't know. There's a lot to talk about today, but a lot of it is politics. I don't want to go there. I did get the new writing scheme of hours instead of words. I still sort of fill in, but I got my hour early, and it wasn't anywhere near 1,000 words. So last night I stayed up and got the rest I needed to get 1,000 words along with my hour. I need to get a better handle on the writing schedule. So I'm writing during the hours that I think I'm going to write. If I do that, I can reward myself with other things. Like EVE Online, like last night I made cookies. Now, to be fair, they weren't scratch-built homemade, which is really my favorite. And I do make them regularly, or I used to make them regularly. I don't make them as regularly as I used to. I still have the mixer machine, I still have all the tools I need to work it, but just haven't taken the time. But chocolate chip cookies, not great chocolate chip cookies, but chocolate chip cookies. Holiday cookie dough from the people who deliver the milk, the dairy. Okay, this will help. The sun is up. Seems to be a little bit of high thin cloud over there. I didn't notice it before. I don't know if it's something that's just come up or I just wasn't paying close enough attention. Little sun does help. Okay. So yeah, yesterday was a good day. It was a celebration day. I celebrated getting 1 hour and 1,000 words. Today I'm going to try to celebrate getting at least 2 hours. I've got a place I need to go today. I've got nothing really on the calendar for the day. I finished the first 3 books of the Electo Initiative yesterday, and I started. It's really quite good. It's the story makes up for a lot of technical issues, a lot of point of view sloppiness, and technical writing things. But the story itself, while a bit a bit predictable, a bit militaristic, a bit lots of glory of the war things, there's also a fair amount of internal stuff, and I can't really talk too much about it without spoiling it, but if I found it enjoyable. I actually grabbed a sample of the next book in the series just to see. But before I do that, Rogue One. Let me talk about Rogue One a minute. Audrey Fay, Carolyn Glockle, J.A. Sutherland, Glenn Stewart. We've all put the first book in a series in a promotional anthology called Rogue One, and it will, it's, I think it's up for pre-order now. It'll be, I think, 7 or 8 novels for 99 cents, and as part of my contribution, I have to double check my own book and read it and make sure everything's there. It looks okay, but the Alexis Carew stories, the Little Ships series, has been on my radar. People keep recommending it to me in various places. And I've started it a couple of times and never really got much past the first few pages. But I found myself now hooked. I got through Sunderland's book, first book in the series, is in this anthology, which I just happen to have a copy of. Most of the other books in the series, in the anthology, I've already read. So Audrey Fay and Glenn Stewart. I don't remember which title he put in, whether it was Hand of Mars or one of his hard military science fictions. Not hard science fiction, but hard military. Carrier Group Avalon, I haven't talked about. That's also Glenn Stewart. That was pretty good. It was military science fiction, and so it had all the trappings of military science fiction. But it was really, I really enjoyed it, which is why I gave Hand of Mars a chance. Because Starship Mages aren't Monk Post. Starship Mages aren't exactly on my table. But I've enjoyed it, and I'm going to have to look for other more fantasy science fiction. Anyway, Alexis Carew, J. Sunderland. I don't remember the name of the book. I think the series is called Little Ships. Should be easy enough to find on Amazon, on Lazon. I'm enjoying it greatly. There's a certain... I think what turned me off in the beginning was that there was a certain... overt spunkiness that I didn't really... It didn't strike me. The days, because I've tried it a couple of times, that I started to read them didn't... It didn't grab me. It didn't hook me. But, this time it did. I've had a long string of spunky female lead characters in my reading. I think, was it The Watchmaker's Daughter? I think so. So yeah, it's been fun. I've been enjoying it. But keep an eye open for Rogue One if you want to get some cheap introductions to some new series, Rogue One. Not Rogue One, Rogue Stars. Rogue One is the movie. Rogue Stars. Okay, I'm building up a little body heat. Walking in the sun helps. There is some high thin clouds off in the southeast. Which is keeping the visual rays subdued, but I'm sure they're letting through all of the UV. I've built up enough body heat inside the jacket that there's sweat in the middle of my back. Which I do not want to have get chilled because that would be horrible. Okay, here we go. Walking and talking. I don't know how many days in a row this is. All of last month, so that's 30. There was a couple of days. I think I had a couple of days in October, too, from the front end. So what I need to do is go update my calendar, my year-at-a-glance calendar, and decide whether or not I want to put the year-at-a-glance calendar back up or just work off the... the whiteboard. I think I do want to have the year-at-a-glance up there because I want to do things like keep a visual cue, a visual reminder of things like Balticon and Cosine and Mile High and Colorado Gold and taxes. It is nippy. Sun feels good though. The sun is. I'm heading north along the edge of the park. The park, all of the grass is all frosted. It's got little sparklies in it as I'm walking along, and the sun clips off the little shards of ice. It's really quite pretty. But I'm bundled up like a penguin here. I still have both hoods up. I got my long johns on. I've got three layers on top. My gloves. My fingers are not freezing in my gloves, which is good. They were earlier. I find that if I ball my fists up inside the gloves, it helps. Particularly when I'm getting going and don't have a lot of body heat spare. Balling them up inside my gloves until I get a little blood flow going helps to keep them from becoming ice cubes. My friend Ron used to always marvel. When we meet, when we quite often we would meet within handshake distance, and so he said he always liked to shake my hand because my hand was always warm. His wasn't ever. But he's usually out before I come out. He's usually, these days, he's probably out around 6. Walking in the dark. But as for me, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then. Mm-hmm.